Hi, hon.
Hey. Are you going out tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to a club.
Oh, will there be boys there?
No, Mom. It's a nun club.
Well, just be careful.
I will.
And I think every parent can empathize with that. I certainly did when my kids went out when they were teenagers. They're young adults now. But when they were teenagers, I would be anxious. They're going out. They're going out to a nightclub. My daughter, even at a young age, she was taking vocal lessons, music lessons. She had a beautiful voice. And she got an opportunity with her girlfriend and her music teacher. They brought her to a nightclub to sing for the first time. And I thought, what is going on? And what choice would you make? No, I let her go, and she did very well. She enjoyed it thoroughly, and it was a growing experience for her, but maybe not so with another child. That drop was from Buffy. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist, and it's an opportunity for you to pick up the phone and give me a call and ask me any question that's been kind of eating you alive. Maybe it's problems with your in-laws or kids, or maybe with yourself. Pick up the phone and give me a call. And you can also visit my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com, where I've got books that I recommend and articles to read and podcasts that you can listen to. Here is a question. I think this is a female girlfriend relationship. It's from Michelle, and it's about her girlfriend, Lila. Hello, Dr. Kenner. My girlfriend Lila and I bought exercise equipment in December, vowing we would use it so we could get healthy and fit again. We spent close to $6,000 on it and then converted the garage into a gym to fit it all in. I had a minor panic attack after buying it because it was so much money. I felt selfish and greedy for doing it when so many people couldn't afford necessities. She calmed me down and made me feel better by saying that this was an investment in our future and our health, and that we would use it and not let it go to waste. This was around the holidays, and the gym didn't fit into our holiday schedule with families and parties, so we put it off. We planned to use it, but that didn't happen. Then Lila reconnected with a friend who is a physical trainer and has her own gym. Lila is very motivated to start training and wants me on board with this. She signed up, and it cost her over $200 a month. We argue about this since it's more money poured down the fitness drain, and we're not even using what we have. She claims that it's her own money and that the physical trainer is jump-starting her. She plans to use our gym at home later. It makes my stomach turn to invest yet more money in something we don't use. I feel like a snob who just spends money on something because we need it. We need a lot of things, like vacuums in every room so we don't have to hurt our backs and waste time lugging one around to each room. But you don't do that because it's not practical. Am I wrong? Am I not understanding her? This is bothering me so much that it has negatively affected things because I can't understand how someone can make this choice. Help. I need some insight, Michelle. Okay, Michelle, you and Lila have multiple things going on in this issue. But the first one I want to address is something very personal and very private for you. Both of you thought about setting up the gym as in a partnership. I'm assuming that you're a couple in a partnership situation. You have a home together, and you needed a motivational plan to jumpstart yourself. It looks like Lila was a little more psyched than you are. Here is the point that I want to bring up. You don't sound like you were fully convinced that it was a good use of your money. You had a minor panic attack after spending the money. And the panic attack seemed to be fueled for your doubts about your right to pursue your dreams, your goals. I could be a little off on this, but you did say that you felt selfish and greedy. And feeling selfish and greedy will sabotage any decent goal that a person has. If I have a goal to get a good job, but I feel selfish and greedy because so many people are out of work, then maybe I won't pursue that job because maybe somebody else can have that job. If I feel selfish and greedy, wanting to buy a a new home or an apartment, go move into an apartment, but there are people without homes. I can torture myself day in and day out with that perspective. Listen, if you can afford it, if that $6,000 was maybe a little bit of a stretch, but it's something you both were excited about, and it certainly is focused on something positive, health, then it was a good investment, assuming that you didn't need the money to pay everyday bills, you know, your electric and other bills, your water bill or whatnot. It is your life. It is your money, Michelle. Money that I'm assuming you earned, and you have a moral right to build a lovely gym in your home. And you want to learn how to grasp that point and milk your values. Now, we have a friend who works very hard, and he built a lap pool in his home, a pool that you just swim laps in. It gives you waves even. And he uses it all the time. He absolutely loves it. So if you've earned your money and if it's yours, you need to know that it is yours. Your effort went into earning that money. If you had preferred to put the money to something else, well, then that's maybe a poor choice on your part on spending the money, but it's certainly yours to spend on yourself. So I want you to start to see that it's both moral and good to have the gym. And perhaps you can run an experiment with Lila. Try a training or session or two with this other friend, and you can see if it works. Or if you're already burnt out, maybe there are other issues, and that's what I want to address now. You have some common couple issues here, because you need to be able to make mutual decisions, especially financial ones. And if you were a little bit iffy about the gym equipment, that needed to be brought up, obviously, before you bought it. Once you bought it, then you want to have a plan that so it can get both of you jump-started. Otherwise, you'll feel so guilty. My husband and I have both joined gyms at times. I'm using mine now, but there are times when we've joined and we just let it slide, and you do feel guilty. So you want to get back on board with yourself if you want to milk that gym and enjoy it. You also want to work on, your own motivation, your motivation together, and maybe some communication skills and some methods to compromise. I'm also wondering if that third woman coming into the picture, this physical trainer, is a threat to your relationship. If that's the case, bring that up directly and talk about it. I think you and Lila may be able to work something out and recoup your relationship. And enjoy it much more. So see if you can learn first to value yourself and then work to enjoy each other's company and maybe come up with some fun exercise that you can do together that makes the gym something joyous, something that you initially planned for. Here's a quick question. Hi, Dr. Kenner. I just don't know what's wrong with me. The only thing I know is that something is wrong with me. What to do? Rena. Rena, the only one who knows what's wrong with you is you. You've got all the raw data. And whenever I say to myself, I don't know what's wrong, that's the beginning of my thinking process, not the end point. The goal is I need to learn to introspect, to understand what's driving my negative feelings, anxiety, guilt, shyness, loneliness, whatever it is. And I want to see what coping strategies I have. How am I dealing with it? Am I avoiding people? Am I avoiding an issue? You want to learn how to understand yourself. Thinking isn't automatic. It takes knowledge and it takes effort and it takes extra knowledge to know to get that self-knowledge. But it can be interesting. Effort doesn't mean that it's a negative. When you learn to understand yourself, it can offer you some relief. Cognitive therapy is what I highly recommend. You can keep a journal of yourself, but I would start by writing down your strengths. But you can also get the book Mind Over Mood at my website, drkenner.com. That's drkenner.com. You want to learn as many skills as you can. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologists Dr. Kenner and Locke.
Look at what a potential partner likes or doesn't like in the arts. greatness, mediocrity, or depravity. Ask what this person aspires to and observe if there's any action taken toward these goals. Note how this person views his or her work. Is this person passionate about it, or is it just a job? Do they resent the responsibility of earning a living? See whom this person chooses for friends, admirable individuals, or people who are empty or just no good. Romantic partners don't have to and should not share all values. It would be boring to marry a near replica of yourself. You want your soulmate to be another self, but only in a fundamental sense, not in every detail.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.